Hello, you're listening to the Swiss Info Programme. I'm Jo Fay.
Mit dem Klopf, Klopf ins Hallenbad. Mit dem Klopf ins Hallenbad.
Mit dem Klopf.
This week we're going inside the classroom. First, to meet the Germans, casting aside a lifetime of speaking their mother tongue to try and master Swiss German.
I'm coming from the south part of Germany, where actually the language is very similar. But it's not Swiss German, and I thought, okay, but now really give it a try and to learn the proper way Swiss German.
We find out why they're doing it and how hard it is to master a dialect. And we pay a visit to an unusual crash in Zurich that was nominated for an innovation prize due to how it integrated children with disabilities. But first, to the Swiss German learners. It's a Tuesday evening, and in a small classroom in Zurich, six adult students are seated around a wide table, trying to get their heads around the intricacies of the Swiss German language. Swiss German does have a bit of a reputation as not being the prettiest of languages at times. So why do these people, who already speak High German, like you would hear in most parts of Germany, want to learn it?
I was always a little bit, I'd say, angry about people who never learned German. While working here, I'm working in an international company, and then I thought actually I should not be angry at them because I don't even make the effort to learn Swiss German. So I decided I'm here for 10 years now, and then let's at least try it to learn Swiss German.
People like Frank Roth are in the minority in Switzerland, however. In fact, figures from Migros Clubschule, one of the country's largest language learning schools, shows that overwhelmingly people are opting for the High German class. More than 46,000 started a High German course with the school in 2014, whereas only just over 1,200 started a Swiss German class. There are a number of different dialects around the country, all with their own words, sayings and pronunciations. Raquel Fandos first moved to Germany from Spain and originally learnt Hochdeutsch, or High German. She explained why learning Swiss German was important to her.
I've been in Switzerland now for 3 years, and I was always hoping that I would just start to understand it spontaneously, but it never happened. Also because, to tell you the truth, like all my Swiss German friends speak Hochdeutsch for me when I am there, because they are very polite, and then I never listen to it, basically. So it's just not happening. And then I decided to take a course. To tell you the truth, my objective is not really to speak it. I would be happy if I understand them, and I don't have to tell in every meeting at work, please speak Hochgerman, because otherwise I don't understand you.
Would you say that it's been as you expected? Has it been more difficult, a little bit easier than you thought it would be?
In a way, it is more difficult than I expected. I thought that it would be like, four or five rules that teach me how to transform words and suddenly I will understand everything. But it's not really happening like this. So I think it will take longer than I thought for me.
Is there something in particular that you found especially difficult about it? Perhaps the pronunciation or following rules or something like that?
The thing is, since I started to take the course, I told my Swiss colleagues that they are very happy about it and they all started to speak Swiss German with me. The problem is that none of them is from Zurich. And here I'm learning Zurichdeutsch and they speak to me, so people from Basel, St. Gallen and Luzern. And then I have like a mixture in the head, but in a way this course has made me like there to allow my colleagues to speak Swiss German in front of me, which at the end is the way that I will learn to understand it. So I think it's a very positive thing that I have done it.
It's not too common for a non-Swiss person to speak Swiss German. I wondered how Raquel's colleagues had reacted when she started to try out her newfound knowledge.
I think they like it in general, for sure. They like it. I think, to tell you the truth, they are massively happy that I do efforts to understand them. I would say most of them don't expect me to speak it. Just understand it is good enough for them.
If you were to be really honest with yourself, would you say that actually I would really like to be able to speak Swiss German? Is that a goal for you?
No, it's not a goal for me. I think this is something, I mean, if I stay here longer and so on, I will try for sure, slowly and whatever, yeah. It's not that I will never try, but for me really it's a huge difference. First goal is to understand it.
With dem Klopf, 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 is Hallenbad.
The class is attempting some of the more difficult sounds.
Klopf, dem Klopf, Klopf,
mit dem Klopf, mit dem Klopf ins Hallenbad, go Krampfe,
Krampfe,
and go kegle.
Drive with the car to the pool, go and work really hard, and then go bowling. All of these phrases in the Zurich dialect have a similar sound in them. And it's one that's not particularly natural for a non-Swiss German speaker to say. I asked course teacher Michael Meyerhofer if people learning Swiss German do so for a different reason to those who take up High German.
The biggest difference is that it's voluntary at the end of the day. For many people, learning High German is a necessity because it's the only way to get a job in Switzerland. Nobody learns Swiss German without some other personal motivation of their own. Those who do learn Swiss German are normally people who identify more with Switzerland, with the culture and with the general environment here.
Meyerhofer has been teaching at the Migros Clubschule for 2 years. This is the first Swiss German class that he's led. I asked him if speaking was at the centre of how the students learn.
I would like it to be the focus. I try to create opportunities for speaking. Sometimes that goes better than others. The teaching materials put the focus on the grammar, but ultimately the aim is that the students become independent from other course participants and so on. It doesn't just happen like magic. But Swiss German is already being spoken more often than High German, and I'm very happy with that.
I asked one of the class members, Rott, how much of an opportunity he gets to take what he's learnt in the classroom and use it out in the real world, such as at his office.
During lunch break, we talked in Swiss German, and they will then try to correct me or even tell me what the words are in their regions where they come from. So they come from different regions, like from the Innerschwitz. One colleague is there from St. Gallen, and then I have one which lives in Bern. And so we compare actually what I've learned here and how they pronounce the words.
So why does Meyerhofer think more people opt to learn High German rather than the language spoken every day by most Swiss?
Was nicht erwartet wird.
Because it's not expected. In some industries, such as call centres or personal care, it is. But to work in Switzerland, you need English as a minimum, and German at the most. But nobody expects a speaker of a foreign language to learn Swiss German, because it's very difficult to master talking Swiss German without an accent.
So has it been worthwhile for the students who've put in the time after work? I asked Rott if the way he interacts with the Swiss has changed since he started learning the dialect.
Well, I would say there is not an expectation to learn Swiss German, but people appreciate it. I could feel it a bit, that they just talk different than to you and kind of, oh yeah, you learn Swiss German. Sometimes I just put the book beside me, just a little bit before I go to class and say, oh, you learn Zürichdeutsch. Okay, so that's nice. And they give me some example. It's quite nice to know that.
As Meyerhofer said, there's no magic wand or Zauberstab for learning Swiss German, but it doesn't mean this group won't give it a go.
Der Bündner redt mit Stein im Mund.
Der Berner hängt da aus es gut.
Z Basel hängt se ganz langs an.
Und St. Gallen tönt's nasal.
There aren't many daycare places for disabled children in Switzerland. The Kinderhaus Imago near Zurich is trying to change this. It offers half its places to disabled children, including those with more severe conditions like cerebral palsy, and the other half to able-bodied children. The whole daily routine is devoted to integration, letting everyone take part in everything in his or her own way. Our journalist Isabel Leibold-Johnson went for a visit and joined me on the line from our studio in Zurich. I asked her if there was anything that immediately struck her as different when she first went to the creche.
Well, no, not really. I mean, when I arrived, there were groups of children playing. The rooms were brightly decorated. Some were painting. Others were involved in games. There was one boy pretending to be a firefighter. And the theme when I went was water in all its forms. So it's really only on second glance that you notice any differences. Some children had one-on-one care, for example. There was, for example, a little blonde boy of around 5 whom I was told had autism, and he was learning to copy actions from his carer so he could better communicate. There was also another little autistic boy, and he was encouraged to take part in group arts and crafts, and this is something that can be really a challenge for autistic children. So that's very much the philosophy of Kinderhaus Imago, that, you know, everyone should take part in everything. And here's Helga Budai, the little blonde boy's mother.
Als Mami kann ich nur dazu sagen, ich habe eine I have a child with autism at home, and as a mom, I can say that in the 2 years he's been here, he's made great progress. I think his social development is so strong because he's always in a group, and he can learn from other children.
And so what would you say are the benefits for the able-bodied children that attend this creche?
Well, a lot of the non-disabled children actually come from the local area, and there, I was told, their parents had heard, usually through word of mouth, about Imago and its concept. Sonia Kieschel, who runs the Kinderhaus Imago, says there's a very high staff-child ratio, which many parents like, and there are other benefits too.
Children without disabilities at Imago develop a very high social competence by kindergarten age. They realize that being different is a normal thing. When a new child arrives, they may ask why they can't eat or speak, for example. We explain it to them, and then it's okay.
Isabel, there aren't too many places that actually offer early-age childcare to disabled children in Switzerland, are there?
As far as I know, not really, and certainly not in a 50-50 ratio like Imago. But Imago argues that it offers an important service, parents can go out to work, it's often a change for them to a demanding daily routine with a disabled child. And Helga Budai told me it meant that she could leave her child without worrying, he comes home happy, and it's a place where he's accepted, which is not always the case in the outside world. And one can see there is a demand. It's evidenced by the fact that the Kinderhaus Imago has just opened a second branch in Baar in Canton Zug with 40 places, which it is hoping to fill by the end of the year. The Zurich branch was recently shortlisted for Switzerland's first ever early education prize, which was eventually won by a hospital creche. Overall, there was a feeling at Imago that integration of people with disabilities should become more of a normality in Switzerland. And I think perhaps it's best summed up by Nina Wetzel, who is a senior staff member there. And she had a real passion for her job and belief in what she was doing. And that really struck me when I was there.
I believe that when a child learns that there's nothing bad about having a disability, that everyone is special and offers something, but the disabled people just need more support, then acceptance of people with disabilities would be a lot higher in our society.
Nina Wetzel, a senior staff member at the Kinderhaus Imago. And thank you to Isabel Leibold-Johnson for bringing us that report from Zurich. To read more about the creche in Zurich or about learning Swiss German, pay our website a visit, swissinfo.ch. This has been the Swiss Info programme. Thanks this week to technician Ivan Steiner. I'm Jo Fay. Thanks for listening.
Ich gehört auch dir in dieser grossen Welt.